Peter Morin, Bjorn Itling, and John Erickson are the membership of Peter, Bjorn, and John. Now, they joined forces in 1999 and together have created a sound that's a bit 60s British pop, a bit 80s new wave. So, of course, it's now called Swedish Indie Pop, now that the group is an international success. The trio's third album, Writer's Block, is most well known for the hit single, Young Folks.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all my history, would you go along with someone like me?
They performed at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, and join us now, Peter Morin and Bjorn Itling. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
And may I ask, this music that we've listened to today, Writer's Block, you record in English?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Is that just for the international market, or...?
No, it's because we always listen to English and British music, and it just feels natural. And also maybe it's easier to lay yourself bare if you have some layer between yourself and the audience, so it can be almost more personal because it's not your own language.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't blush that easily, you know, if you say something. If you say I love you in Swedish, it's almost unbearable.
Well, I won't ask you to say it. Could you bear to tell us what song on this recording might be a good example of that?
Yeah, but maybe like Start to Melt would be one of those.
Let's listen to Start to Melt. Now, I like this song, but I have to ask, it sounds like you're trying to sing in a Volvo assembly plant.
How could you hear that?
Well, it just, you're singing like this, and it's...
We spent some money on that.
Special effects.
Going
yes.
to the Volvo factory.
But you would find it hard to sing those lyrics in Swedish just because they revealed so much.
They're a bit maybe naive in a way, you know, that maybe, I don't think, I never ever written a song in Swedish, I don't really know, but I guess I would.
I've written a couple in Swedish, actually, yeah. When I was smaller, but I didn't take it any further.
Basic question, is it harder to rhyme things in Swedish? Not that I know the language.
It's quite easy, but I don't know, we just don't like the sound of it, you know, it's like, it's not really cool.
I find that very cool. Yeah. So you've been playing music since you were adolescent, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Since, I don't know, I've been playing music since I was 7, I guess. Started with some violin and then moved to the guitar. Yeah.
What were your important musical influences when you were learning how to play and thinking about doing it yourself?
I think both of us listened to some Swedish rockabilly.
Yeah, the Scandinavian Elvis and Carl Perkins.
Forgive me for not knowing the Scandinavian Carl Perkins and Elvis.
Jerry Williams.
Jerry Williams, for example. The Boppers.
I don't know that, but it's my loss, I'm sure. More Swedish bands are becoming hits in the U.S. and Britain.
Yeah.
And the reason?
I don't know. Good music. And also because if you maybe take some German band or something, it's almost too foreign to bring into your culture. But we are so influenced by what you've been doing, but put something fresh upon it and maybe has a nice lo-fi approach to recording. Mm. And that taken together might make it interesting.
You include sounds in your music, like in the song that chills, the ch-ch-ch-ch sound.
Yeah.
So the ch-ch-ch, is that a lot of reindeers shaking their bells?
I think it's John.
That's John Erickson?
Yeah, he's influenced by Miami Vice for some reason. But this is done by the mouth. It's an acoustic version.
But John's the only one who can do it.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, maybe.
How do you decide who sings and who writes?
We don't really decide. We all write songs, and then we get together and record them and arrange them together. And if someone has an idea for an instrument, we try to make that person play it, even though he's not the best player on that particular instrument, which means that John always plays the drum because we're too bad. But the guitars and bass and pianos we swap around, versus in the live situation it's more... I play guitar, Bjorn plays bass, John plays drums, so it's more basic.
What is going on tour like for you?
A lot of traveling and catching colds. And of course it's really fun to be on stage, but it's only like an hour and a half every day. So if we could extend that to maybe 4 hours would be better, but you spend more time in the planes. But, you know, I caught a cold in Japan. I got rid of it in L.A., but I love being on stage.
Yeah, the concerts are amazing, especially now when we sell out and people actually are into the music.
We sell out the shows, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's been awfully good to talk to both of you. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Peter Morin and Bjorn Ittling, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
We'll soon be out on the